Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm back with you today for another 5-minute focus designed to increase your rest as you head into this week. We are back for our second installment of the 7 types of rest that every person needs. If you weren't with us for the first 5-minute focus on this, go back and listen. This is a 7-part series, so you're going to want to get every single minute you can so that you can give your body the rest it deserves. We discussed in part 1 emotional rest and how the ramifications of when you reluctantly say yes to things when you really should be saying no, what that does to you. So go back, give that a listen. What we're going to talk about today is the second type of rest. And the second type of rest is physical rest. When you hear the word physical, I think a lot of you out there might be thinking strenuous or even whether or not you participate in a certain exercise routine. However, that's not the physical rest that I'm here to tell you about today. I know that within the world of fitness, from personal experience, that rest is underplayed. It's the number one thing that when you think of physical fitness, we don't equate that with rest. When we start incorporating routines that are physical into our lives, we at times solely focus on the types of routines that are hard charging stuff like cardio and strength training. And the reality is, who could blame you? It's the type of movement that you're told to do to lose weight. You're told to do to improve health. It's the type of movement, the only type that's going to help you, quote unquote. And so when we talk about physical rest today, it's really important that we understand that this might be the very thing holding us back. What if we could actively move our bodies and receive rest at the same time? What if we simply paid more attention to taking care of our bodies in the physical sense versus beating them up? Hopefully you caught it, but if you didn't, I actually mentioned that there are 2 types of physical rest. The first type of physical rest is called passive. The second type of physical rest is active. Now, passive physical rest includes sleeping and napping. And for some reason, still in American culture, people want to give you crap for napping, or they want to push their sleep as the first thing to go. Foregoing sleep or looking down on people who nap is just plain stupid. We forget that when we don't sleep, it's like borrowing from a loan shark. The shark will be back, and if you can't pay, he'll break your creativity, morale, and good-mannered nature. When you get really tired, you know the feeling. You get stubborn, you become less effective at work, and your creativity drops. Ask our executive producer of the podcast. He doesn't feel creative at all when he doesn't get rest. The motivation to attack your problems of real importance, this is one of those associations that always comes to mind for me, is you just don't show up to attack the problems of real importance. You're just not nearly up to par. And think about it. If you encounter someone who's acting like a not so nice person, there's a good chance they're suffering from sleep deprivation. Now that's passive rest. What's active physical rest? Well, we do this excellently at Skyterra, if I don't say so myself. What this means is restorative activities such as yoga, stretching, and massage therapy that help improve the body's circulation and flexibility. At our retreat, we have classes planned throughout the entire day where guests have the opportunity to prioritize active physical rest. It's not just about the hard charging stuff. These are forms of physical things we can do that give us that active physical rest. Now, even our mornings start guests off on the right foot. We lead a class called Connect, which is breathing, stretching, and mobility exercises. After the first morning classes, the fitness and the yoga, we'll also practice what's called daily mobility. It's 10 minutes of 3 exercises to cool down, decrease soreness, and help our guests amplify their recovery. Rarely do we put any classes on our schedule at the end of the day that aren't a form of active physical rest. Whether it's hip mobility or another form of mobility or our most popular restorative yoga, we believe that these are the classes that can make all the difference. Now that you know the true definitions of physical rest, passive and active, don't wait. Remove the judgment of going to bed early or taking a nap. Don't think that moving your body always has to be about punishing it. Start giving your body and brain the physical rest it deserves. Listen to your body when it's tired, go to bed on time, and don't think for a second there isn't value in refocusing your physical rest. This has been our second installment of the 7 types of rest that every single human being needs. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We hope that through these short, quick messages, that it'll make a difference in your life. As mentioned earlier in our time together today, go back and check out the first 5-minute focus all about mental rest. I can't wait to be with you next time as we go through more of the rest that your body deserves. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of SkyTerra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill, who didn't judge me for being somewhat stuffy today. Send us your questions and comments to theinspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.